mind. He is deadly. And he's still surrounded by frickin' idiots.
Recognize that voice? Odds are pretty good you do. It's the voice of Don LaFontaine, king of the movie trailer voiceovers, alias the voice of God and Thunderthroat. LaFontaine actually started as an engineer, writer, and producer back in the 60s, until that fateful day when an announcer didn't show up and a voiceover star was born. Steve Paulson asked LaFontaine if he remembered the first movie trailer voiceover that he ever did.
Gunfighters of Casa Grande. I defy you to find it on anybody's list anywhere. It's really an obscure little movie, except for the fact that it was the one that launched more or less my career.
Do you remember any of the lines that you spoke?
In a blur of speed, their hands flashed down to their holsters and came up, spitting fire. I remember that because I wrote it.
That's pretty sizzling stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, back in the early 60s, it was actually very inventive.
Now, are there certain phrases and words that you see over and over?
Well, of course, there's in a world, which you hear all the time. Everybody's always joking about that, in a world, in a time. Things that set the mood, set the setting, as it were, for where the story is going to take place. It's quite important to do that right off the top. You have about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes in a trailer to synthesize the entire story. So you try and set up where you are, what's going on. If it's an action picture, is always a world of suspense and intrigue.
I would think one of the problems with this is it just might become a cliche. I mean, if all these movies are saying, in a world where so and so, I mean, is that...
It's always the joke. The joke is always, if you're going to do a commercial or do a takeoff on a commercial, you always go, in a world where so and so and so and so. It's a real joke, but the funny part of it is if you sit in a theater and you hear it in conjunction with an actual trailer, very, very rarely do you hear the audience go up or catch on to the fact that it's a joke, because they've actually been so conditioned, more or less, to accept that premise and that line that it's almost subconsciously, but actually not know almost about it, is actually subconsciously accepted that particular cliche. There's a lot of cliches, believe me.
Now, I'm assuming your delivery is different depending on what kind of movie. I mean, you're not going to talk the same way for an action movie as for a love story. Well, can you give me an example of the difference there?
Well, yeah, an action film, in many cases, you put a harder edge on your voice like this, and you're a little bit angrier, a little bit tougher. And for a romance, you get a little bit softer and a little bit warmer. And for a horror story, you get even worse. And for a comedy, you get up in here someplace. You have to, I call it acting for the blind. You're carrying people along orally with sound, and you want to set the scene as rapidly as possible. And the tone of your voice can do that very, very quickly.
I've read that you have a special voice for those really heavy-duty action movies, something you call the chainsaw voice.
Yeah, that's the chainsaw voice in here. That's that voice here. I'm going to come and get you and kill you, kind of thing.
So what percentage of the trailers we hear in the movie theater do you figure are yours?
Not all that many nowadays. There was a time when I was easily 60 to 70%.
60 to 70% of all movie trailers?
Yeah, for maybe 10 years. I did a really high percentage of them. Now, fortunately, there are a lot of guys out there doing the trailers, and I can finally go to a theater and not have to listen to myself before I see a movie. So I don't do all that many anymore. There will come a time when I will go back and be doing more, because it's a very cyclical kind of a business.
Do you think movie trailers have had an influence on the way movies are made?
I certainly do think so, yeah, especially in the cutting area. Mm-hmm. And I think also what trailers have done is they've been so good at synthesizing a storyline. I think what's happened is that the people who produce the movies now see that they can do that too. So what you sometimes have is like a very, very long trailer of a story that has been synthesized, and all the good stuff has been left in. They've found out that you don't have to linger on something to set it up as long as you thought you did, and therefore you have that screen time available to do other things. And that's why so many of these movies, the big ones, are moving so quickly and changing so quickly and having so much more information stacked into the movie, because they found out the public is able to access that and to process that in their heads That you don't have to spend all this time setting something up to say, okay, here's the punchline, here's the setup, and here's the punchline. You can go just a hint at a setup, and you can go right to a punchline, then go on to the next thing. So it's had a very definite effect on how films are made.
Don LaFontaine, king of the movie trailer voiceovers. He spoke with Steve Paulson.